with those with that comparison about the reign of God being a mixture until the end of time. We have the last of the parables and the conclusion of the parable section. At the same time, in our first reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 40, we have the conclusion of the book of Exodus, the end of a certain disposition, of a certain step in the history of Israel. We heard first, and this is a selection, there's some verses left out, but Moses did exactly as the Lord had commanded him. This is very typical of the way the scriptures describe Moses. He did exactly as the Lord commanded him. And then it was the first day of the first month. This is meant to recall for us creation. The dwelling was erected. The Mishkan, the place where God dwells. God dwells in this tabernacle where he reveals himself, where he guides his people, where he blesses them. And then we had this description of Moses erecting this Mishkan with the poles and putting the ark in there and the commandments in the ark. Because there you have what? You have the word of God, the Dabar, in these commandments. At the very center of this worship. And they skip some verses. And then we have these concluding verses, these five verses. The cloud covered the meeting tent, and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Now, you know that's the kavod, right? It's the word we've talked about before. Moses could not enter the meeting tent, because the cloud settled upon it and the glory of the Lord filled the dwelling. Whenever the cloud rose from the dwelling, the children of Israel would set out on their journey. But if the cloud did not lift, they would not go forward. Only when it lifted did they go forward. And now it describes this presence, this anan, this cloud. In the daytime, the cloud of the Lord was seen over the Mishkan, over the dwelling. Okay? Whereas at night, the fire was seen in the cloud by the whole house of Israel. Now, this fire, you see, is God revealing himself. In this tradition, of the traditions that sort of make up the Old Testament. You see, the fire is always in the cloud. The fire is in the cloud. The divinity is in Jesus. Revelation is in the scriptures. I've told you before about this tradition, I think I have, in Israel, of how the people who loved the word would work. And they would take a text from the Torah and they would compare it with a text from the prophets, the Nevi'im, and then to a text in the writings, the Ketuvim. And then they would bring it back again. And as they did this, which is doing what? Applying your heart, and not just your mind, to the understanding, to the indwelling of the Word. And as this continued, you see, they would return to the fire of Sinai. This place, this definitive manifestation of God, giving the word, giving the law, giving the Torah. But the fire, in this Old Testament tradition, the fire is always in the cloud. Always in the cloud. So when they return to this fire of Sinai, it's because they have penetrated the cloud of the scriptures. They have entered in, and they are, you know, delighted, purified, enlightened. Because, you see, they have arrived at this place of the fire in the cloud. Ultimately, that fire is the very divinity in the cloud, if you will, of the humanity of Christ. But the humanity of Christ also, if you will, has a word dimension. It's the same word dwelling in the scriptures. And we have to penetrate the cloud in order to be touched by the fire. And that requires great attention, great effort, great desire to come and touch the fire, be touched by this fire. These are the very last words of the book of Exodus. Huh? When at night the fire was seen, the fire is already there, but at night it's seen in the cloud by the whole house of Israel. But to penetrate that cloud and be touched, enlightened, delighted, strengthened by the fire, you see, that requires effort. You have to climb the mountain. You have to work at it. We still treat the scriptures like something else to read, whereas they are a divine gift. They are the word of God himself dwelling in the cloud of human words. And we have to penetrate that cloud to be delighted, and then to come that way to know the Christ and to see who Jesus really is. Remember, there was a moment when the fire shone forth through the cloud, right, at the Transfiguration. And there were Moses, the law, and Elijah, the prophets. And there was the Father. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And so, I just felt the Lord would like us to understand what a treasure we have in the Word. And to really want to pray and fast and enter into this cloud and be touched by the fire of the Word. Our Lord himself took his two disciples on the way to Emmaus from the law to the prophets to the writings, right? And explained to them. And what did they say? Was not our hearts burning? As he explained, you see, the scriptures to us. One of the proofs of the resurrection of the Christ is the understanding of Scripture. When he went back, they went back, and our Lord came in the upper room there, where they were, What did he do? He opened their minds to the understanding of Scripture. It's the fruit of the resurrection. It's the work of the risen Christ to open up his heart so that we're touched and enlightened, purified, strengthened by the fire. It's an invitation. The psalm tells us, how lovely is your dwelling place, your Mishkan, O Lord our God. My soul yearns and pines for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. I had rather one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I had rather lie at the threshold of the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. I would rather be there in your temple, O Lord, so that when this gift of the kavod descends, you invite me to penetrate and come in and arrive at the fire. But it's a real discipline. It's a discipline. And we should ask the Lord for the grace. Huh? This fire abiding is going to be our sustenance. And so we should begin to understand this. Take time every day. Not to read the Scriptures, but to pray the Scriptures. We have here. This is, you can see it. Huh? This is the kavod. Here is the cloud, the Anan, right here. See it? But in it is the fire of revelation. There is nothing else in the world that can do this.